The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
That's right.
Yes, the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa.
You know, I don't mind that little hijink scotch tape up little bit right there. It's fine.
You don't mind it? You don't mind it at all? All right, well, that's good because I think that's what we're going to be stuck with. Yeah, so go ahead and cue Betty.
Boo weep, boo weep. I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Ugh, you never give up, do you, Roger? Back to you, Anthony.
Hey, everyone, it's Anthony live from Studio A in Tampa.
Hey, everybody, it's Joe live in Studio B in Chicagoland. By the way, our chat room is open at www.shyampa.info. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A. And our phone lines are ready for you, too.
Are you able to turn yourself up a little bit? Your Bettys are nice and loud, but you're, like, really quiet.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God, that's so much better. We can finally hear
amazing.
You.
Amazing. And we'll tell you more about why that's changed, folks, a little bit later. But
okay.
Anyways, our phone lines are ready for you, too, at 813-327-8566.
Hi, it's me, Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit with a bitch pin on the CPU in a confusatory logic cued state. Anyway, this is episode 142 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Naked Barbecue, for Monday, July 23rd, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Well, thanks, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
All right.
So how was your day, Anthony?
I had to drive to the reaches of the earth today.
The reaches of the earth.
I had to train a new hire this today. And unfortunately, I was the closest one. So I put on a good 150 miles today.
Was it a bright and shiny new facility of Join Us?
No. It was an existing facility that had not been well taken care of. Therefore, now he's going to, he's going to have his hands full. But that's besides the point. So I did some traveling today, which wasn't too bad. I mean, we had some shitty weather this morning. We had some really severe storms roll through the night. It was like the walls were vibrating, and I actually enjoyed the thunder, the rolling thunder. And it kind of helped me kind of go back to sleep. You know, it would crackle and the crackle would wake me up. Yeah, the crackle of the thunder would wake me up, and then the rolling thunder would just kind of put me back to sleep. So it's kind of like up and in and out all morning, which,
wow,
really didn't give me a lot of time to sleep.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was that. So how about you? How was your day, Joe?
I had a dentist appointment today.
Sweet.
Yeah, and it turned out to be A-okay. It was nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with your head, huh?
Nope. Well, I've been getting routine dental appointments now for the past 2 years.
Okay.
Latifi chick.
Well, the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation wants to remind you to brush your teeth. And also, Toppers has a very important special on dental hygiene as well.
Yes, they do.
So here at the Chiampa Radio, Chiampa Internet Radio, I feel so weird without the weed in it. The Chiampa Internet Radio.
No, the Chiampa Internet Community Radio.
Oh, yes, Chiampa Internet Community Radio. I don't know what's going on anymore. I think I've been taken over by aliens.
It's okay. However, I would love to register the company name of Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation. That would be really awesome to get that name. I know it would be an expense.
Maybe.
That'd be actually kind of cool.
Maybe we can do that up in the glorious state of Illinois.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do it there.
We'll
look into that. Yeah, that would be interesting.
We'll give you a little
bit of some use tax. Yeah, that would be very interesting. Who knows? Maybe it might be the next new sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Well, Anthony, what do you got for us in our weed corner tonight?
Well, let's see. Our first story tonight comes from High Times, and it basically is that Lebanon has announced a plan to legalize the use and cultivation of medical marijuana. This decision by Lebanon is based largely on economic motives. They really want some of that revenue that's been floating around out there. The Lebanese parliament is already working on a plan to make it happen. There hasn't been an indication of a possible timeline, though. So nobody really knows when this is all going to happen. We just know it's going to happen sometime between now and the end of time. Lebanon, though, is already known. And this fact I did not know. Lebanon is already known for producing tons of illegal cannabis. And it has a reputation worldwide for producing some of the highest quality cannabis.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because in an unrelated but industrially related, agriculturally related note, that area is also highly known for its production of lemons.
Oh.
And there's actually a surplus of lemons that are coming into the area.
So can we get lemon scented weed?
That's like cross a very interesting
lemon
idea.
Weed, like pledge weed. It tastes like furniture polish when you smoke it. The house won't smell. The house won't smell like a fucking bong anymore. The house will smell like a fucking someone dusted it. It might look like shit, but the house will smell like pledge all over the place. So yeah, that's going on with Lebanon and their whole thing.
What's going on in Canada?
Canada. Well, you know, Canada is Canada. This one comes from Leafly, and I know I missed this stock tip, which kind of upsets me seeing how well it did. Maybe some of our listeners were able to get in on the ground floor opportunity of this. Tilray is one of the largest licensed producers of cannabis in Canada, and they had made history the other day by becoming the first cannabis grower to complete an initial public offering on the U.S. Stock Exchange. They were founded in 2013. They started as a government-sanctioned producer of medical cannabis in Canada. Cannabis. I need some water and some database.
I want to visit the country of Canada.
Don't we all want to visit
Geronimo Canada?
We all want to visit the country of cannabis. Trust me. They started as a government producer in Canada, and they're now an international cannabis-based business. Their opening trading went from $3.70 a share to over $20 a share in just a few hours after the markets had opened. Yeah, why? I would have $3 a share. Fuck that! I could have bought a whole bunch of stock at $3 a share. Fuck that. Yeah. Oh well. So that's it for your weed corner.
It's interesting, though, if I can just kind of expand on these share prices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, by all means.
Some of these companies, I just feel that, you know, like this one seems a little more backed up by some kind of a value.
Yeah.
And you've also got a pretty strong client base, so you're not gonna.
They produce an actual product.
Yeah, but yeah. Some of these companies that are just information based, man. I mean, you better be favorable in this shade of the political winds.
Correct. Correct. Yes.
Or not.
Yeah. I mean, I have some stocks in cannabis, and one of which is in a social media, in the whole social media realm. And that one's kind of teetering back and forth. It hasn't really grown, and it hasn't really lost. But there is one that I picked up that does a lot of it's involved in the cultivation, and it doesn't deal directly with the plant itself. It deals with the production of the materials and the facilities required or needed to produce such a product. So,
well, you know, it's funny that you mentioned production because production. I've got some interesting news in the TP corner tonight.
All right. Well, why don't we move on to the TP corner?
Right. We have, folks, a TP exposé on food safety and sanitation.
Please warn me before you do that again. Why do we have a TP exposé on food safety and sanitation?
You may have already heard, folks, but if you haven't, then let us be the first to tell you that Ritz has recalled 16 varieties of their crackers.
Oh, no.
Because of possible salmonella outbreaks.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And one of the things is it's a contaminated whey powder that came from a supplier. So it's not even something that was they did themselves. It came from an outside source.
Oh, you know, I have some Ritz crackers. I need to be careful.
Yeah.
Did it...
You'll need to go to their website to specify which, but at this point, I would probably just stay away from those crackers.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. No.
Let me see the crackers.
Oh, no, I don't have them right here with me. Oh, I'd have
well,
to
go that's
get
good.
Them.
I'm glad you didn't... Well, and, you know, maybe if you've eaten them in the past few days and you've kind of gotten the poopsies.
No, like, I didn't.
Okay.
They're a whole week.
But it might be a good idea to look at the ingredients and just kind of check out the website.
I see. Where is the website? The website is not on the news article.
Yeah, right. You're going to probably just want to either go to Ritz Crackers or you're going to want to Google it.
Ritz Cracker Recall.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. RitzCrackers.com. So... According to their website, there's an important announcement, folks. It's loading. It's including Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands due to
okay, I'm
salmonella.
Fine.
You're fine?
I just have the crackers.
Okay, so you don't do the bits.
This is the shit that's filled with that cheese product. This is all cheese product, I think.
Ooh. Ritz bacon cracker sandwiches with cheese.
Yeah, it's all cheese. It's all their cheese. Yeah, we just have the crackers. That's all we do is we do the crackers. Just the plain crackers.
Ooh, and their cookie cracker variety pack.
Okay, so, well then we're
but
set.
There's a lot of people though out there that might eat some of these other products.
Oh, sure, yes, most definitely. So be careful about your
be
Ritz.
Very careful. And
salmonella. Salmonella is not better on a Ritz.
We'll post this link too a little bit later so that you actually have a.
That's a great idea.
A list.
But, a list.
So guess what? I went back to Windows 10.
Joe went back to Windows 10.
I did. It's been a good thing. I had a prior bad experience due to basically being overly aggressive with the Windows Insider program. And even though I had two machines, I was adamant that I wanted to use it on the machine that I did everything with.
Okay.
And that really kind of messed things up because it overwrote the recovery partition.
Oh, no.
So my recovery partition no longer had the factory default. It had... Uh-oh. Yes. Exactly.
You had no factory default.
But anyways, now that I have a fresh, clean install, Bluetooth works better than on Windows 7.
Oh, fantastic.
Everything connects. I still like Windows 7, especially because when it comes to that stupid ribbon view of everything. I gotta tell you, I'm not a fan of the ribbon views.
No, I'm not a fan of the ribbon views either.
No, it's just too much. But, you know, every operating system has its annoyances. And pointy the point.
This is true.
Point tubular.
Point tubular.
So far, though, it's been pretty fast.
Okay.
I've loaded up Office, all the apps. I've got Photoshop.
Okay.
I'm running RSSL, SimCity. It's, you know, it's pretty much what a typical PC would have. And
it does what you need it to do.
Yeah. I'm looking always for tips and tricks. And if you've got any and you want to share them with me right now, you can give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566.
And if you do it in 40 seconds, you can pull the wheel.
Yes. Should we play Roger's 9? Let's do that.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
If you didn't know it, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger. Well, folks, today, July 23rd, 2018, is National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Oh boy, vanilla ice cream, how exciting. Well, anyway, enough of that. Anthony is going to push a button that stimulates a spinning wheel that Joe is going to pull, I think. Take it away, guys.
All right, hold on. Let me load it up here. Let me find it here. I want to make sure I at least have the news script up. All right, give the wheel a pull.
Come on, I'm pulling this part.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
I think this is the long one. Ah, it's the long wheel.
Oh, boy.
I got a Ritz cracker.
Oh.
It's that cheese product. I don't trust fake cheese. It scares the hell out of me.
I haven't eaten fake cheese.
All right. The Huffington Post brings us our random news story of the evening, directly from Wisconsin. Desiree, 20, and her companion, 39-year-old Jarrell. Is that it? Jarrell? Is it Jarrell or Jarrell? Jarrell. We'll say Jarrell. Let's go with Jarrell. We'll go with Jarrell. It sounds better than Jarrell. 39-year-old Jarrell was arrested in Shawano, Wisconsin, after police pulled over the 1997 Monte Carlo that Desiree was driving. Yeah, right.
Hello.
Officers pulled the car over after getting a tip that Jarrell, whatever the fuck his name is, might be selling heroin, cocaine, marijuana, and other meth and other drugs. I'm having a very difficult time this evening. Police say that Jarrell's MO was to travel with a woman who would slip the drugs into her vagina if police stopped them. And a police dog showed particular interest in the driver's seat where Desiree had been sitting at the time of the stop, according to reports. She had special hoochie-coochie. After a corrections officer performed a strip search on Desiree, she suggested that there was something hidden in her vajayjay. Desiree was taken to the hospital, and a CT scan of her pelvic area showed something that looked like a plastic bag about the size of a fist. After officers said they found nearly 82 grams of drugs inside of Desiree. Yes, including 36.67 grams of cocaine, 14.72 grams of meth, 27.8 grams of synthetic weed, 6 MDMA ecstasy pills.
Holy shit.
Yep, 1.
If that would have all broke and ingested into her body, she would have died.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's what they said. They said that in the report. I didn't include that, but yeah, that would have happened. 1.26 grams of marijuana, a jelly donut, 6 lottery tickets, and a partridge in a pear tree. All right, the last 3 I made up. Desiree was charged with 6 felony drug counts, including 2 counts of THC possession, possession with intent to deliver cocaine, and possession with intent to deliver meth. Jarrell was charged with 4 felony counts, including possession with intent to deliver poop, possession with intent to deliver meth, and possession with intent to deliver synthetic cannabinoids. Back to you, Betty.
Wait, where are you,
Betty? Yeah, Betty.
Shows and more that we recast on Shyamba Radio. From Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And, from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit shyamba.info for our complete schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Thanks, Betty. It's time for your Shyampa weather. From Chicago's Midway International Airport.
I found the card.
Don't forget, if you have a hot tip for the Shyampa Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at 77 degrees. The dew point is at 64 and the humidity is at 64, giving us a heat index of 79. And the winds are out of the north at 12 billion miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 to the infinity miles. Tonight, Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Could be a gusty night. Mostly sunny on Tuesday with a high near 81. Tuesday night, partly clear with a low around 68. Wednesday, sunny with a high... with an inside out of 82! Oh boy! Wednesday night, partly insane with a high around 68,888.23! Oh god. Wow, Dick White was editing on the go.
Dick White does that sometimes.
Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in for headphone meditations with John Dubose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, July 25th. It'll be a recast this Wednesday, but that's all right because it was a cool episode. Be sure to visit our website too, shyampa.info, for a complete broadcast schedule, and hey, come chat with us in the chat room too.
And don't forget, we also have Rob on Sundays, live on Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 10 to noon. We cut him off. We'll get his timing worked out sooner or later. But 10 to noon Eastern, Rob, Progressive Metal Planet. Okay, I assume Joe wants to move on.
And now for the news.
Bloody hell.
Oh, let's load up this little scripty script, shall we?
I don't know what's going on. Do you need background? What am I playing? What are we doing?
You're playing Big Mojo.
And now for the news.
There we go. Okay. Well, you started playing something. I didn't know if I missed something in the script.
Well, yeah, because remember I play Bloody Hell.
Oh, okay.
And then you play the news alert.
Oh, well, it kind of all happens at the same time.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Anthony, though, if you saw the video in this story, you'd be all right. You noticed right away how he seemed to notice the camera and decided to put on a ha 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 fuck you kind of show. And then just continued on with his thieving business. It's part of a trend worldwide, apparently, in some areas where there are either not enough police or too many scandals in the police. Now, police basically don't police anymore. They go where they are told, and that's about it. Did you have anything to add, Anthony? Or have a different take on what I just said?
No.
You too can give us a call at 813-327-8566 and be a part of this UniQ Studios experience.
I apparently don't have a part in the script. You just asked me. That was a rhetorical Anthony question, I see. Okay. Good to know.
No, that was an error in editing.
That explained. That's actually what tonight's episode should be called: an error in editing.
Love it.
Okay, so anyway. So,
a security camera outside an Indian business captured the moment a suspect stopped to do a dance before trying to break into a shop.
Wow.
The footage recorded Tuesday in Delhi shows two men walking through an alleyway when one of them stops to practice some dance moves.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
The men then continued to a nearby shop where they attempted to break into a closed store. Authorities said the two men were part of a group of five thieves accused of breaking into at least four area shops.
Wow, that's kind of interesting.
Crazy.
Huh. Okay.
These people, man, are just, they don't care. They, like, put on a show. They know that cameras are everywhere, so it's like, whatever.
It's the counter parade.
Yeah. But let's take a look at this next story. I tell you, man, human nature needs a huge upgrade. We need to stop being frivolous and definitely need to keep our cars in check, especially if we just drove off the lot with it. Get a load of this idiot, Anthony.
Sure.
The Fairfax County Police Department said a man driving a McLaren 720S, which, you know, it's a nice fast sports car.
I'm not even familiar with it, to be honest with you.
Well, it's a fast
sports car. It's a car that I would never be able to afford.
Well, and he crashed into a tree.
Of course.
Because we assume he was a huge douche, and surprise, surprise, because he was speeding. The Virginia man, who police say had just purchased the car one day before.
Wow.
Totaled the McLaren on Saturday, and don't weep, the car was valued at $300,000, police said.
Of course.
The driver, who was not named by police, suffered only non-life-threatening injuries.
Should have been
purchased
named.
Purchased Friday, totaled Sunday. This McLaren 720S, costing around $300,000, was destroyed today in Great Falls because of speed, police said. The driver was taken to the hospital with, thankfully, only non-life-threatening injuries. A reminder to slow down, or it could cost you.
Yeah, apparently.
The McLaren 720S is a luxury sports car that was given a 5-star rating by AutoCar. And I've got to ask, so what? The man certainly wasn't 5-star.
That's why he needed to drive a 5-star car. When you're not 5 stars, that's why you drive a 5-star car. See, I can drive a 1-star car because I know I'm 5 stars. Let's move on.
So, this next story kind of comes close to home in the Boys Town community.
Uh-oh.
One can only surmise why this happened. And while the bar in Lincoln Park is gay-friendly, its clientele are not strictly such, as are the folks at Charlie's, where it also happened, which is at the north side.
Oh boy.
My guess is this is simply racial tension. Folks on the north side have it real good, and there are really, really lots of angry and upset folks over that. And as such, I believe they say, fuck it. I'm just going to go and fuck with people's lives because I can and I've been directed to, maybe. And knowing how most crime like this is a slap on the wrist, it's that way too even easier with repeat offenders, and that's bad. But I digress. What happened? Well, patrons of two late-night bars, one in Boys Town, the other in Lincoln Park, were fired on with paintball guns by someone in a passing car early Wednesday. No serious injuries were reported. About six people were standing outside of Charlie's, a late-night Boys Town bar at blankety-blank North Broadway, when a car with four male occupants drove by shortly after 2 a.m. According to witnesses, someone in the vehicle began firing paintball pellets that plastered the bar's front door in orange splats before the gray four-door sedan sped away northbound on Broadway. I had just walked in and he heard a strange noise that sounded like rocks hitting windows, And, you know, 30 minutes later, the same thing happened at Frank's, a late night bar up in southern part of North Clark in Lincoln.
Yeah, I know where it's at. Yeah, I know exactly where it's at.
So witnesses at Frank's thought the vehicle was a brown Chevy Caprice with tinted windows. Hmm. And you know what, Anthony? That's it for my news. That's crazy.
I'm actually kind of surprised that Charlie's is still around, you know?
Yeah, it's got a following. It's got some...
Is it still a country and western bar?
Yes, it is.
Wow, I'm kind of, I used to go there and do line dancing lessons a long time ago.
I think they still have that,
They probably do. That's a long time. Let me take a drink and I'll read us out. Sorry, I've got a tickle in my throat. That's our problem. All right, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed experience? Then call us at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, Angels in America spreads its wings for a backstage book. A trans feminist mystery hero jinxes the bad guys in Chaser. The power of women's music is celebrated in a rainbow minute. Soul's Queer Culture Fest Pride. Oh my God. Soul's Queer Culture Fest Parade shrivels the opposition. Tens of thousands, I swear, drag queen writes this copy. Tens of thousands strike against Israel surrogacy discrimination. India's top court weighs sodomy repeal. Then marriage equality revenue beautifies Saipan? Saipan. That's Saipan, right?
Saipan.
All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, right after Joe and Anthony's show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be inverted again in about 4 minutes.
All right, and I'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. Okay. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Like new.
This must be the old one.
Smells like new to me.
Airwick Magic Mushroom smells like new day after day for over a month.
Like new, like new, like new.
Magic Mushroom.
Oh, 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 who's that kid with the Oreo cookie licking up the creamy middle like she did when she was little? It's hard to hide the kid inside when you're crunching O-R-E-O.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio. Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty free music.
Little sticks in the morning. This has been a Joe Wisdom audio production.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
I've named the system. So hold on. I'll tell you about that. Just a moment. We have to access the database. Hold on.
Accessing the database, ladies and gentlemen. That's not what I was expecting, but okay.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. Only on Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, cue Roger.
Welcome back. Roger here. Yay. Thank God it's Monday, because up next it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we carry on Shyampa Radio. From our friends at Radio4All.net. We give you Traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul all night long with Sanguine Fromage. We're also excited to be carrying Headphone Meditations with John DuBose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to visit
Cheyenne.com,
our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
And you're absolutely right, because we do need to put Rob in there. But if you don't know, folks, you should check out our broadcast schedule, because that tells you everything you need
to know. Let's talk about that wonderful broadcast schedule while Anthony updates the weather really quickly.
Well, the broadcast schedule's got some changes on the weekends, and specifically World Labor Hour is now strictly playing noon and Saturdays and Sundays Eastern, and then it plays on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern.
That is correct.
It's no longer playing early morning anymore. It's playing later, and twice on Sundays.
Twice on
Sundays. You know why, folks? I'm going to just tell you why straight out.
Why?
Because I don't get a chance to listen to the show.
Oh no.
And what's their station?
RFU.
WRFU. I don't get a chance to listen to it on their station. I don't get a chance to listen to it on our station when it's live.
That sucks.
So 7 p.m. is when I can listen to it.
There you go.
Damn it, why listen to it?
So, all right, fantastic.
How's your weather?
It's updated.
Yay.
It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. If you're in the area, you know what the fuck ripped through last night. We had some pretty hefty storms. Oh my God, we had some pretty hefty storms come through last night. A lot of lightning, a lot of thunder, a lot of heavy rain. It was wonderful to sleep to, let me tell you. It was wonderful sleeping weather, but it was just storms for hours, just these intense storms. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 83 degrees with a humidity of 65%. The dew point is 70 and the visibility is, believe it or not, 10 miles. Tonight, wow. Monday night, 40% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. Tuesday, 60% chance of showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low with a high near 88. On Tuesday night, it'll be 60% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Wednesday, 60% chance of showers and storms before 8 in the morning, then scattered showers and storms after 8, mostly cloudy with a high near 89. And on Wednesday night, 30% chance of scattered piss showers and storms after 2 in the morning. So please make sure you stay inside, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Now it's time for your crazy Florida news. When I find the button. The button. There's the button. I tell you, I'm struggling tonight. Tonight is a night that I am just all over the place.
Are you in Mr. Land?
I am living the Florida lifestyle more than the lifestyle of Florida wants you to live. All right. So tonight, living the Florida lifestyle requires some key items. liquor, lots and lots of liquor, a vehicle, and a total lack of common sense. Tonight, I bring you our first Florida news story of the night from Tampa Bay's very own WFTS ABC Action News.
And liquor can help you lose your common sense very quickly.
Yes, liquor and common sense generally do not coexist together. Samuel, 37, of Land O'Lakes, was driving a black Chevy Corvette on the Suncoast Parkway one night when a Florida Highway Patrol trooper clocked him at 153 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone and initiated a traffic stop. The trooper spoke to Samuel and asked him to get out of the car. I have a feeling there were probably some explicitives also attached to that. The trooper told Samuel 153 miles an hour was excessive, to which Samuel responded, "I agree 100%.
I say pop the hood, let me see that engine, boy.
Yeah, right. When he exited the vehicle, the trooper observed a strong odor coming from him, and his eyes were bloodshot and glassy. He was also slurring his words, according to the reports. Yes. Samuel told the trooper that he hadn't consumed any alcohol in the past 3 hours.
No alcohol.
I only drink when the car's not moving. It's not a DUI if the car's not moving. God, that was last week. I think that might be the story of the year. I have to go back and flag that one. It really can be. He hadn't consumed any alcohol in the past 3 hours, but when he was asked how much alcohol he had consumed before those 3 hours, he responded, "I work at a bar, so yes, I drank." Samuel failed field sobriety tests and was arrested for a DUI. He was transported and booked in Pasco County Jail, where he will likely participate in Florida's catch and release DUI program.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there we go. 153 miles an hour on the Suncoast Parkway.
What kind of car can go that fast?
That was a Corvette? Yeah, a Corvette. Yeah, they're fast cars. Corvettes are very fast cars.
Wow.
A lot of your higher-end sports cars can go that fast, which is unfortunate. The unfortunate part is you get knuckleheads like that getting on the road in sports cars like that and kill people while they're drunk. Thank God nobody died. All right, let's move on. Yes. News Channel 8 WFLA Tampa Bay brings us our next Florida news story of the night. A deputy noticed 58... Concentrate. Relax.
Relax.
A deputy noticed 54-year-old Jacqueline get into a truck outside a home on the corner of Edmondson Road in Nokomis around 11 a.m. on Tuesday. That's in Florida. It's probably Nokomis. Nokomis? I don't know. It doesn't matter. The deputy knew Jacqueline and knew that she didn't have a valid driver's license. When the deputy saw Jacqueline drive by him, he started following her and tried to pull her over when she decided to give chase, according to reports. Jacqueline drove around someone's yard before fishtailing down a driveway and back towards the road where another deputy was approaching, where Jacqueline hit the rear driver's side of the deputy's cruiser, drove away, running a red light as she sped up to about 70 miles an hour, according to the police reports. She was on a mission to not get caught. Deputies say Jacqueline swerved in and out of traffic, in and out of different lanes to get around traffic on LB Farm Road, Laurel Road, and Pinebook Road before merging onto I-75 South. Once on the interstate, Jacqueline lost control of her truck several times, hit a second sheriff's officer cruiser, and then started driving north in the southbound lanes, a Florida classic. Jacqueline eventually swerved and hit a pickup truck head-on, got out of the truck, and started running after the crash. Deputies were able to catch up with her and take her into custody as she was trying to climb over a guardrail.
Wow.
Yeah. During a search of Jacqueline's truck, deputies found a baggie with 1.03 grams of methamphetamine, 2 Xanax pills, a something pill, a burb, And two devices for smoking. Barbiturates. She had a pill. And she had another pill that has a very long name and starts with a B and ends with a fine. And two devices for smoking meth. Maybe Betty. Can Betty pronounce that? How about Betty?
Well, it needs to have... I'm not looking at it.
Okay, never mind. It's okay. It's okay. Okay, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Hold on. Relax. Relax. We have this under control. Maybe. Maybe.
But really fine.
There you go. Did we not hear that? We did not hear that.
What did he say?
Oh, hold on.
But really fine.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, that was not even worth it. Profeto.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So anyway, and two devices for smoking meth. Jacqueline is facing several charges, including aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, leaving the scene of a crash involving property damage, resisting an officer, and drug charges. She's being held in the Sarasota County Jail on $26,000 bond.
Yay.
The sheriff's office says that she has more than a dozen prior arrests in Sarasota County and has spent time in prison on charges from Sarasota and Manatee counties. That's a real winner right there.
Yeah.
But not so for this next one.
Oh. No. This is another possible runner up of the year.
Wait. This one is
what are you doing? Yeah. Are you trying to burn your face off with your lighter?
Well, I'm trying to demonstrate two different things about your story that you're going to talk about.
I know, but the listeners cannot see that.
Well, hopefully I'm doing a good audio.
It looked like you were almost going to set your very flammable windscreen on fire. These things are not flame retardant, you know that, right? They will like, they'll go up like a freaking Christmas tree. All right, so the Tampa Bay Times brings us our sexy Florida news story of the night. A fire broke out just after 10 p.m. at the Mar Plaza Apartments one evening, leaving four people homeless. When firefighters arrived, they found smoke billowing from an apartment on the second floor of one of the buildings and was extinguished in about 20 minutes. An investigation revealed that the fire originated in some strange light pointing at the camera. It originated in separate rooms inside the apartment, and that flammable liquids were spread to start the blaze, according to reports filed by investigators. A resident of one of the apartments told police that his neighbor, Kenneth, 58, admitted to starting the fire. This is where it gets interesting. Kenneth, who lives in the apartment where the fire was started, later told detectives that he wanted to get back at the company that manages the Mar Plaza. His reason? They had recently told him to stop masturbating in front of his open windows and front door, according to police reports.
You know, dude, there's cameras available for cheap nowadays.
Oh my god.
And you can get on one of the many thousands of video sites.
And just do it. Go to town and just do it for free. And people will watch you from all over the world. But oh my god. Oh my goodness, you poor thing. You're just doing it. Your poor neighbors. Maybe they're a little happy they're homeless right now. They're like, thank god we don't got to see this naked man doing his thing up in the damn door. All right, so he wanted to get back in the apartment complex because they told him he could not do his thing in front of the frickin' door. Kenneth, who had lived there for more than a decade, suffers from a disfigurement that is the result of having previously shot himself in the face with a shotgun, which is...
indicative of things.
I mean, if this can't get any stranger... Yeah, it's kind of hard to... Yeah. My God. This is Florida news.
Always.
Anyway.
Never fails.
So, shot himself in the face with a shotgun. Yeah. So, okay. According to police, he has no major criminal history in Florida, according to state records. Kenneth was arrested on a charge of first-degree arson and is held in the Orient Road... the Orient Road Jail without bail. And that's your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty. Sorry.
Thanks, dude. Thank the database. You are tuned into Shyampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Shyampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two audience. Be a part of this unique studio experience.
Bye.
But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
So, yeah, you know, hey, I'm all for masturbation, but damn, you know, just like figure out other ways to deal with it. The camera is the first obvious solution for those in rural solutions.
That's true.
Rural areas.
That's true. But he was he's in Tampa. I mean, Tampa's not really a rural area.
Yeah. Although, I don't know these days. I don't know if you know, bathhouses are no longer in vogue or if they're kind of back under the, you know.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I just don't. I've done the apps, and I've had bad experience after bad experience because now you're getting even a wider selection of people that are even more ill-equipped.
That's true.
With life.
That's true. And that's true. I mean, luckily, thank God I kind of, I didn't spend too much time on the apps, especially when it came to, you know, the dating scene. I tried a little bit and I found it to be quite unproductive. So,
what happened?
I need.
Oh
I
no!
Need to,
red
I need,
alert!
I know, right? I need to.
I am so stressed out. I am so stressed out. I am so stressed out. I am so stressed out.
We got a call coming in, so let me grab this call then, and then I will take care of the thing I need to take care of. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hey,
how's it going?
Hey, boys, what's happening over there?
Oh, not really a whole lot. Just kind of, you know, getting on the radio talking about shit. What about you?
Are you masturbating over there? What are you doing?
I am not. I am not. My hands are in full view of the control room. Everyone can see my hands. Okay. I don't know about. I don't know about Joe. I can only see.
Hey,
his
look.
Head.
You
okay,
can
his
see
hands
my
are
hands.
Up. Joe's hands are up as well. So I think we are in a safety zone here.
But you don't know what's underneath my desk.
You know what you need? You need a pecker cam. You need a pecker cam under the...
Oh, no. You can find those at many public libraries already.
Yes!
keep an eye on that pecker cam there. Yeah, oh, man, I'm telling you.
Ezel promotes the pecker cam. How about that?
Why not?
I'm going to set you guys up. I got some extra cameras, man. We'll get some pecker cams. There you go,
Joe.
We should have a segment to pecker cams in the next episode.
No, I don't think we need to go that far with pecker cams.
Well, it's in my TPX.
Oh, man, we got to have the pecker cams. Anyway, hey, Anthony, I gotta ask you something. When I come down to Florida next year in the winter, we got to go down to Key West. Okay. You know why? I was doing the bong pretty heavy the other day.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep and I slept on it and I broke it, man. I fell asleep.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh man, I'm telling you. And that was my favorite bong from Key West when I went down there last time.
Oh man, that's terrible.
You know, they got that bong shop down there on Duval Street, man. It's sweet. That's under sweet. So we gotta make a trip.
Oh no, I totally agree. They got a lot of places up on Duval Street for that. But
when is this trip happening? Maybe I need to coordinate.
Probably in the winter time.
I'll be in January, man. Yeah, January. I'm gonna come down there in January again. So you know what? That'd be a fun trip, man. We take that boat. You know that boat leaves out of Fort Myers, man.
Oh yeah. There you go. The Fort Myers boat.
Yeah, we go down there and do some shopping and get some sweet bongs, man. I'm telling you.
There you go. See, there you go. That sounds like a plan.
All right, and then maybe we get some pecker cameras while we're there, too.
Oh, my goodness.
We could do a trio pecker camera on Champ.
Oh, boy. Maybe not. We'll let legal look over that one. So.
All right. Well, keep that in mind, you guys. We'll talk about that later, man.
All righty, Zell.
All righty, Zell. Thank you.
Maybe we get a group trip going. We get a couple of other listeners. Man, we have a party.
See, there we go.
The crazy fires down there. Joe, you ever been to Duval Street?
No, I don't think I have, or have I?
Have you ever been to Key West?
No, so then, I have not.
No. Then, yeah.
Oh, man, that's crazy there. They got some real crazy gay bars. And, oh, man.
I want to go immediately.
It's kind of sticky and uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, we go in the winter, man, when it's cool. It's nice out there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, boys. I hear your ugly lights.
Yeah, he's on the ugly lights. Come on. See, he's on those scripts. So, all right. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
All right, man. We'll keep you in mind. All right. We'll see you later.
All right. Take it easy. Bye-bye. Hey, folks. It looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I hear something chewing through the wall. So, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Yes, hey, glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony show tonight here on Chiampa Radio. Remember, all times are Eastern. Anthony, want to quickly tell us when we can find Rob's show on Sundays and Saturdays?
Rob, you can find Rob's show at 10 a.m. Eastern, from 10 to noon on Eastern, Saturday and Sundays. Saturday is a recast of the previous Sunday. Sunday is a live show.
And then be sure to check out Weekend with Joe, now at its new time, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Also be sure to check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon, then again on Sundays at noon, and then again another recast on Sundays at 7 p.m.
It makes me so dizzy.
We're excited to bring you a new labor-oriented program here in the Chicago studios. The Labor Express Radio, hosted by Jeremy Mead Luciero over at Lumpin' Radio 105.5 FM. You can catch Labor Express Radio on Sundays at 9 p.m. It's kind of like a little labor hour corner dealio. Remember, all times are Eastern.
I'm eating a chocolate-covered peanut.
Woo! I have chocolate-covered almonds. But
ooh,
if
those
I
are
eat
delicious,
more,
too.
I think I'm going to...
turn into an almond?
I'm going to do unpleasant things. We'll just say that much.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays the first 15 minutes of random podcasts from archive.org. And
some
radio
of that
for
shit
all
is
that
very out. Random.
Some of it is incredibly random.
There's been some shit in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck
am I
is this?
To?
But
it's great.
And that's the joy of it.
Yeah.
Because you get to like experience all this different crap, and if it's bad, you know it's going to be over in like 15 minutes. So I hear our music wrapping up. Anyway, Betty in the Morning, Traffic with Toppers, 3:30 Eastern weekdays. Go, Joe.
Remember, it's 4:20 somewhere, and that means I'm in Unicode programming. Heaven, you know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Chiampa Radio. Visit Chiampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more.
Much, much more.
Yep.
We got the website's really good. It's been working well for us. The chat room works really well for us,
yep.
Although I don't know if anyone's in there. Are you in the chat room?
Nope.
We need to get in the chat room on our own show once in a while.
I know, but you know, we're old fogies. We don't.
Yeah, but I sit in this chat room for
you know,
other people's
shows. We used
shows.
To sit in IRC forever and ever. And in other chat rooms
know,
on other
right?
bulletin boards
right?
forever and
Jesus.
Ever. And now it's like we don't want to have anything to do with it in a way.
I know, right? Tell me about it. That's just ridiculous. Anyway,
but yet,
thanks.
Like our friends. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We got 28 seconds. We'll be back next week. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. Remember, folks, don't wreck your $300,000 sports car after driving excessively fast on the highway while standing in your windows naked with a search warrant and a paintball gun. Have a good night, a good week. And stay tuned for a It Did Not Download last week's episode of This Way Out with an E.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
This station. station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.